The Traveler's Journal, October 26th. Diving in the coral reefs off Papua New Guinea. Last time, we visited Irianjia, on the western half of the South Pacific island of New Guinea. The island's eastern end is occupied by the independent nation of Papua New Guinea. The coral reefs and its waters are among the most beautiful, biologically diverse, and least damaged on Earth. A single reef there can harbor twice as many species of coral and fish as live in the entire Caribbean. For Jean-Michel Cousteau, son of pioneering ocean explorer Jacques Cousteau, these reefs were the site of one of his most emotional dives. Jean-Michel recalls the old incident. The Cousteaus had steered their boat Calypso to a resplendent reef off tiny Woovaloo Island. On an earlier visit, Jean-Michel had found an open cave in the reef he wanted to show his father. Its ceiling and walls bristled with black coral, clam-like file shells, waving their red mantles for feeding, filled dim crevices. For once, Jean-Michel was the leader. His famous father, then in his late 70s, was the student and follower. But in the strong current, the elder Cousteau tired quickly and surfaced early. Back on deck, he admitted, "I'm getting old." Jean-Michel remembers dreading his father's next words, but rather than saying that his diving days were over, Jacques announced that he was going to design diving equipment for old people. He did, and went on enjoying the ocean's depths for several more years. For Jean-Michel, the incident typifies his father's indefatigable spirit. Visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.